Okay, so a brief halacha slash historical point from the parsha. So Kitetze has one of the most mitzvot of any parsha in the Torah. Two of the mitzvot in the parsha that are discussed are the twin laws of Yibum and Chalitza. In the tragic case where someone dies without children, so his wife becomes zikuka, becomes linked in a relationship with her brother-in-law, and can either marry the brother-in-law through Yibum, or can separate from that through a process known as Chalitza. Gemara has a machlokes in three places, mostly in Yivamos Daf Lametes and in Ksubos Daf Samach Dalet and Becharos Daf Yud Gimel. A machlokes Abba Shaul Nachachomim whether Yibum is preferred to Chalitza, or Chalitza is preferable to Yibum for a host of different reasons. And then the Rishonim, the Achronim divide in how we paskin. And for our purposes, the important point was that the Ashkenazi position following the Balia Tosfos, as recorded by the Rama in Evin Ezer, Kuf Samachai, notes that we paskin that Chalitza Kodemes, like the position of Abba Shaul, that we prefer Chalitza, we'd rather not actually have the marriage, and therefore we practice Chalitza, we don't make the brother-in-law and sister-in-law get married, we don't permit it, they do Chalitza. And the Sephardi position was to, the position of the Shulchan Aruch was classically to follow the Chachamim, that Yibum kodem lechalitza, that it was preferable for them to get married. So, For many hundreds of years, Ashkenazim didn't practice Yibum, they practiced Chalitza, and in Sephardic communities they would allow or sometimes encourage Yibum, and then there was a secondary machlokes between Sephardi poskim, whether you would allow Yibum even in a case where the brother-in-law was already married. Because on a biblical level, a man can have more than one wife, because of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, so we don't marry more than one wife, but there was a machlokas among Sephardi poskim, if in a case of Yibum, where now there's a mitzvah at hand, would you allow the brother-in-law to marry even a second wife, or would we only allow Yibum when the brother-in-law is not already married? And that was a subsequent machlokas. Now, the beginning of the years of the state, in Tafshin Yud, in Shvat, in Tafshin Yud, the Rabbanei Yerushalayim, the two chief rabbis and their councils, but the two chief rabbis, the Ashkenazi chief rabbi, Yitzchak Halevi Herzog, and the Sephardi chief rabbi, Rav Benzion Meir Chai Uziel, got together and they decided that in favor of unity, especially when it came to matters of marriage, of status, they wanted to present a unified psak for the new state. Because especially when it comes to issues of marriage, you can really cause divisions within a community if you have arguments, right? If one community allows polygamy and the other doesn't, one allows Yibum and the other doesn't, that's really going to cause problems. So the majority of the rabbis on the council were Ashkenazi, and therefore most of the Takanot followed the Ashkenazi Psak, and they issued a Psak in Shvat Tafshin Yud, the Haram Yerushalayim, the Takanot Yerushalayim, that everyone should follow the Psak of the Ashkenazim and should perform Chalitza and not Yibum. Now, Rav Uziel had been willing to go along with this because Rav Uziel felt that it was more important to bring about unity in Klal Yisrael than to keep intact, so to speak, the Sephardi Mesorah of Psak. However, Rav Avadya Yosef made it his life's mission to what he called L'Hachzir HaTaret HaTorah L'Yoshna, to return the crown of Torah to its glory, and felt that it was wrong for Sephardim to give up on their halachic culture, and therefore he fought back and argued that Sephardim should permit Yibum, and under during his term as chief rabbi, he would in fact allow Sephardim to engage in Yibum, which didn't just anger members of the Ashkenazi community, it angered many members of the Sephardi community, and therefore many Sephardi ketubot, actually, in a response to Rav Avadya Yosef, will write a clause that we will not allow marrying a second wife, even in a case of Yibum, because since Rav Avadya had paskin, it was permitted for Sephardim, they had to respond, because you know, it wasn't accepted by their community either, but they had to articulate it. So this became one of the points that really engulfed the rabbinic world in machlokas for many years. At the moment, as you probably know, the majority position in Israel has followed, at least in this case, the Takanat Yerushalayim. The Ashkenazi community continues to not do Yibum, but even the majority of the entire Sephardi community in this case has not accepted Reb Ovadia and has gone along with it, which is why you won't hear of anybody doing Yibum in cases of when, tragically, the husband dies without children. Then you will hear that the brother will do Chalitza following the unified Psak that the chief rabbin had put out in 1950, 1951. Rav Chanan